We're now beginning a study of the book of Haggai. But before we get into the book itself, we would like to give some of the historical events so we can see just where this book fits in the grand scheme of things in the Old Testament. And as we look at the events in the history of the people of Israel, we must always remember that these things happened to them according to God's plan for them. He chose them through their forefather Abraham. He gave them a land, the land of Canaan. After being in slavery for 400 years in Egypt, he brought them out of Egypt in the Exodus. And this was done under the leadership of Moses. After crossing the Red Sea and later receiving the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, the people repeatedly rebelled against God. They did such things as build a golden calf and refused to go into Canaan when God wanted them to go. This caused God to force them to remain in the wilderness until all the older generation, above the age of 20, died except Caleb and Joshua. This made a total period of about 40 years in the wilderness. At the end of their wilderness stay, they were given the law again, recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. This was the second giving of the law. Then under the leadership of Joshua, they crossed the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. The period of the judges lasted about 400 years and had 12 judges. The period of the kings also lasted 400 years, from 1000 B.C. to 600 B.C. Saul, David, and Solomon each reigned 40 years, making a total of 120 years. After Solomon, the kingdom divided. There were 10 tribes in the northern kingdom and 2 tribes in the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was called Israel, and the southern kingdom was called Judah. The northern kingdom lasted a little over 200 years, and was destroyed by Assyria in 721 B.C. The southern kingdom lasted a little over 300 years and was destroyed by Babylon during the period of 605 B.C. to 586 B.C. The northern kingdom had 19 kings, all of which followed the worship of the golden calf. The southern kingdom had 20 kings. Most of the southern kings served idols and walked in the same evil ways of the kings of Israel. But some of Judah's kings did serve God, and at times there were great reformations in Judah. In the north, Baal worship was introduced by Jezebel and prevailed for about 3 years, but it was exterminated by Elijah, Elisha, and Jehu, never to return. But Baal worship did persist intermittently in Judah. On the whole, however, in spite of repeated warnings, Judah sank lower and lower in the horrible practice of Baal worship and other Canaanite religions, until there was no remedy. God warned his people that if they chose to break their covenant with him, that he would again allow another nation to take them into slavery. God's repeated warnings were repeatedly ignored. Immorality and idolatry were the national pastimes, and God was faithful and followed through on his warnings. In 721 B.C., the Assyrians defeated and deported the 10 northern tribes and scattered them all over their empire. Decades later, from 605 to 586 B.C., God allowed the Babylonians to destroy and depopulate Jerusalem. God punished what was left of his people with 70 years of captivity in Babylon. In 539 B.C., Cyrus the Persian overthrew Babylon after 20 years of conquest. A year later, Cyrus permitted the return of some Jews to Jerusalem. This is recorded in Ezra 1 verse 1 to 4 verse 5. Ezra 6, 3 through 5 is a record of a memorandum of an oral decision of King Cyrus filed in the royal archives. It provided that the temple in Jerusalem should be rebuilt as a place to offer sacrifices and that its cost should be paid for out of the royal treasury of Babylon, and that the gold and silver articles of the temple taken by Nebuchadnezzar should be restored to their rightful place. The Jews were originally deported from Jerusalem in 3 waves, in 605 B.C., 597 B.C., and 586 B.C. Their return to Jerusalem followed the same pattern over 9 decades. Zerubbabel led the first group home in 536 B.C. Ezra followed with the second group in 458 B.C., and then Nehemiah led the third group in 445 B.C. Jerusalem and the temple were originally rebuilt, but like the nation itself, they were shadows of their former glory. In 520 BC, some 16 years after Zerubbabel led the first group back to Jerusalem, with the express command from God to rebuild the temple had not yet been rebuilt. Haggai's job was to convince the people of Israel that the time had come for them to carry out God's command to rebuild the temple. Now that's the basic premise that Haggai had his prophecies about. The book of Haggai was written by Haggai in approximately 520 BC. It's the second shortest book in the Old Testament. The Bible tells very little about Haggai's background or personality. Ezra mentions Haggai only twice, in Ezra 5:1 and 6:14, and he adds no details other than to identify Haggai as a prophet. Apparently, Haggai and his companion prophet Zechariah succeeded in their ministry, for Ezra reported that the people responded to their leadership and rebuilt the temple, Ezra 6:14. That verse says, "And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia." And now we're ready to get into the text of the book of Haggai itself.